You are now listening to a Bush FM podcast.
Bush FM, it's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Poort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Poort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@poortfmradio.com.
Are you ready?
Hi Poort, you are tuned in to the Sports Talk with Nick Colvin, right here on Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Good evening Poort. Very well, welcome to the Sports Talk right here on Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. I'm your host this evening from 6 o'clock until 7 p.m. My name is Colvin Cook, and I thank you for tuning in into your favorite radio station, Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. You can also send us a WhatsApp message on voice or a voice note to 064-119-6071, or you can log on to www.poortfmradio.com. In studio tonight, we do have two coaches, but one is not here. Unfortunately, he's still on his way from Eersterus United Football Club. That is Mr. Sandra Governor. He is with me in studio tonight. Mr. Nico Fischer is still on his way. And a very good evening to you, Coach Sandra, and welcome to the Sports Talk on Poort FM, Yo Kasi, Yo Stasi.
Thanks, Colvin, for having me this evening. It's always a pleasure speaking to you and the community.
Fantastic, Coach. With no further ado, Coach Sandra, let's get straight into business. It is 8 minutes past six on our watch here in studio, Poort FM. Coach Sandra, just give us a brief intro. Who is Coach Sandra Governor?
The name is Sandra Governor.
Okay.
Played football in Laudium, then in Eersterus. Fortunate enough to play with the newer Pretoria City, not the legends like yourself, Colvin. Okay. After playing, played with good players like Dion Adrianza, Charlton Smith. There was a lot of good players around and with us at that time. Chico Lawrence when he was retiring. But okay, that's enough of my football playing. In 2001, myself and Dion Adrianza decided to follow a new journey, which was coach education.
Okay.
Dion did his introductory course with myself in 2001, I continued solo. He embarked on a different avenue.
Okay.
The license I am holding currently, it's the highest, the CAF A license holder.
Okay.
I'm a FIFA and a SAFA coach educator.
Okay.
Professional diploma in team sports with Barcelona. Advanced tactical analysis certificate with Barcelona.
Okay.
Elite youth diploma with FIFA. And currently completed my master coaching with the Barca as well.
Okay.
And I think this journey of mine was definitely motivated, encouraged by Mr. Gerald Julius, who's been my mentor through this time and to date.
Okay.
I've been, finally, I spent 4 years at Kaizer Chiefs Youth Development at the head of youth development with the Kaizer Chiefs Academy. Being the third assistant to the first team.
Okay.
And the 19 elite coach, head coach at Kaizer Chiefs.
Yes.
Where I had the pleasure of working with your current national stars, Njibulo Blom, Nkosingiphile Ngcobo, Lebogang Lisako, even our Cole Fisher that's now with Platinum City.
Okay.
So I had a good time spending a good time with some of the top players that are currently now in our national teams in your Premier League.
Okay. And is there more to, I see that you, or heard that you mentioned a CAF certificate, which I think that is the highest certificate. Am I right, coach?
Yes, currently.
Currently,
it's the highest on the continent.
On the continent.
Yes.
So just to, before we go on to, the questions, just to stand on to the CAF certificate, what do you need to do to get this certificate, the highest certificate of CAF? If I may ask, coach.
Hard work, dedication. It took me a long time.
Okay.
Like I said, I started in 2001. And I managed to complete my CAF A license in 2014.
Yes.
Which was 13 years later. So it's a process. But if you are dedicated and you love this beautiful game,
yes,
you'll definitely walk that journey. To date, as coaches, we still study, we still learn.
Okay.
You never stop learning. And currently in Estres, I've been back here in the community for a year now.
Okay.
I've managed to assist Romano Patrick, Percy Kutsia, Clive Lalu.
Okay.
There's a few coaches locally, Darren Adrianza, Dion San.
Okay.
To complete their CAF C license as well. So they're on the journey with, they're walking the same journey that I've walked and I'm still walking.
Aha. And the master's certificate that you just mentioned, what is that pertaining?
That's a master's coach. That's like they say, the master coach.
Okay.
It's more on managing, how to manage groups, how to manage your team, your coaches, players. This is more, let's say, a managerial,
okay,
type of a certificate. Like your CAF certificate, it's more technical, tactical, and a little bit of administration. So the master, it's more managerial. Shall I say 99% managerial.
Okay, I see. And that was like in brief your coaching qualifications as well, coach.
Yes, yes. Okay. Some of it.
Some of it. Eh? There's still more to come.
There's a lot.
Mense van Eerste Sporties, julle hoor coach Sandra sê, there is more to come. So daar is nog baie sertifikate wat nog gaan oppaal. Ja, coach Sandra, we are in Poort. We speak English, Afrikaans. Ons Sport FM.
Yes, right.
Radio station. So, as you will be Afrikaans praat. We know that you are English speaking, but yeah, gooi bietjie so Afrikaanse woordjie in, laat ons net ken, almal saam praat ook.
Asseblief.
Dankie, coach. Baie dankie, coach. Coach Sandra, with no further ado, we want to ask you now, when, because I see that you guys are now currently heavy involved with Estres United Football Club. Mm-hmm. When was Estres Football Club established?
Estres United.
Estres United, yes.
Yes, it was established in 2013.
Okay.
As you know, the name says Estres United. There's a reason behind this.
Yes.
We had a local, from the local LFA, we had league winners. But knowing that we needed to reach the SAFA third division, going as a team alone.
Okay.
It was Barca. We were never going to achieve what we wanted to achieve. It was the status. So we decided to take the best players in Estres.
Okay.
Have a team, as you did in the old Pretoria City and before that.
Yes.
And that is how Estres United started. We were successful to win the status. The person with us was Fabian Randles as well.
Okay.
Played a big part in us winning this the status as well.
Okay.
And that's how the name came about, Estres United, and also the year of our establishment was in 2013, winning promotion to the SAFA SAB Regional League.
Okay. Who came up with that name, coach?
Colvin, you were one of the guys. It was a group of us. It was yourself, myself, Nico, Percy,
yes,
and Fabian.
Yes.
And we felt that all of us loving the sport, wanting to do more for the community than just having football playing here.
Yes.
Taking it to the next level where it was in the past. And that's how we, if you remember, we decided this was going to be the name. also having Easter's behind the team and understanding that this is not a SGFC or a CCFC.
Yes.
It was Easter's United.
Thank you. Coach Sandra, tell us what was the reason, the main reason behind this name, Easter's United Football Club?
As I said, and soos ek nou weer gesê het, meneer Colvin, Easter is united. I think the word united was something that we needed, the community, especially with soccer. We were not the community that we were in the past.
Okay.
And having this name, we actually wanted to motivate many of the people in the community that was involved in football before, and many youngsters.
Yes.
And hence we came up with this name, wanting the community to know that we need to be united. You know, it takes a village to raise a child.
Okay.
And we needed everybody together with us on this Easter's United journey.
Okay. And tell us, what are the objectives of Easter's United?
The objectives, yes, obviously, is to try and get a professional status, okay, if we can, which is difficult in this day and age, with a lot happening in football, politically as well. But for now, our objectives would be developing, holistically developing good young men.
Okay.
Be it professional footballers, be it lawyers, be it doctors.
Yes.
So the club is much bigger than just playing soccer.
Okay.
The club also focuses on having more student athletes, where we teach them life skills and the importance of life besides football, education, and obviously sport. Today you can see how guys get paid.
Okay.
You can obviously look after your family with the monies you get from this. But soccer, you know, as a professional, former professional player, Colvin,
yes,
it's a very short journey.
It is, yes.
So we need professional men, not only in sport, but academically as well.
Uh-huh. Coach Sandra, you just mentioned paid. Do you, Easter's United players, because I see that you guys are playing in the SAB Castle League, do you guys get paid currently?
No. Every penny you use comes out of your pocket, and you know, running a team out of your pocket starts affecting your personal life as well.
Okay.
So currently SAFA doesn't give us any subsidy.
Okay.
As club management, we go out and try and get sponsors, but most of the time, as you know, Colvin, we use money out of our pockets,
yes,
just to keep the team head above water.
Uh-huh. Coach Sandra, I see it's 19 minutes past 6. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back, Portis. It is 21 minutes past 6. We are back from a short break. My name is Colvin Cook, your host on the Sports Talk this evening. With me in studio, I do have Coach Sandra Govender from Easter's United Football Club. Coach, welcome back. We were speaking regarding the objectives of your Easter's United Football Club, and then you just answer us very, you know, in a polite manner there. So thank you so much, Coach. Coach Sandra, we just want to find out now, where do you guys see the team, Easter's United Football Club, in the next 3 years?
With the current group of players we have, it's a young group, very talented boys. We see ourselves playing either in the ABC.
Okay.
If all goes well financially, we might find ourselves in the NFD. But being realists, we'll find ourselves definitely in the second division in 3 years from today, competing in that league.
So from the SAB Castle League, you're going to
the ABC
Motsepe. ABC Motsepe.
Yes.
And then from there?
It's the NFD.
NFD.
And then the PSL.
And then PSL. So it's 3 years, if we say.
Yeah.
God willing, eh?
God willing.
But I know that you guys are, you're having a bunch of very good players I watch them play, and you guys coaching the guys on the field, off the field, you guys are, you know, just doing a very, very good job for Eerstras United.
Thank you.
Thank you. Coach Sandra, what is your involvement in the local football, like in Eerstras?
I came back now. Like I said, I'm here again for a year since March, and I'm trying to uplift the game again. Obviously, my first love in football will always be juniors, young kids.
Okay.
And we started with the junior league. It was a 2-month period before COVID struck again. We had 4 teams only. Now we're sitting with 12 teams. So my personal objective with my colleagues in the association is obviously to try and get soccer back to where it was. But you know, as is so makkelijk, mens jy moet dan iemand harop wat dan het. Van dinge is nie makkelijk nie. We lose a lot of our kids to the wrong things.
Yes.
We try and obviously keep it as let me say we even teams that affiliate, we don't try and ask too much money, even though we have to pay the city a bag load of money for the facility.
Okay.
We obviously try and get kids to play first.
Okay.
And Alana Kopsier Salma nadat het gesort word.
I see. Cassandra, just tell us, do you guys have a development structure?
We had a development structure before I left the Chiefs, and when I left, I think the guys, the club, I have to be honest and a realist, the club didn't manage our youth structure well.
Okay.
So Johnny Daniels, we name as Babu.
Babu, okay.
He was part of the group. So he decided to move on his own. He took the whole group of players with him, which was the right thing to do then, because we didn't have the manpower to actually maintain it. But now with myself being back and hoping to be a much longer than what I was at Kaizer Chiefs, maybe being another 5, maybe 10 years, we're looking to start our development again.
And currently you don't have a feeding team?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. So what we do is we look in the association.
Okay.
We look at the talented players that are in Eerstras now.
Okay.
Playing for other teams. And then we obviously would give them the opportunity, but it's not easy because the teams playing in the promotion league here are also playing for promotion to the SAB. Them losing their better players, obviously they look at it as them being deprived from playing in the same league. So we try and look at the teams and look at the players that they have, and then if they bite, then they allow us the player. If not, we still follow the player, we still give advice. And then if they don't succeed at the playoff, which every year we pray they do, then if they don't, we obviously then we negotiate with the club management for that player.
Uh-huh. And currently, is there a Eerstras league?
Yes.
Okay. How many teams are playing currently?
We're lucky this year we have 10 teams, but it will be 12 in the next week.
Okay.
When, like I say again, when I came back in early this year, there was only 6 teams.
Oh.
So we managed to get much more teams coming in.
With the help of Coach Sandra.
I think it's all of us.
It's a teamwork.
Yes. So we have more teams now. The league is very competitive. It's nice to see that our teams that were playing in Silverton are back in Eerstras.
Okay.
So I'm inviting everybody listening to please come show your support. If you have young kids, please come bring them to the stadium as well on Saturday mornings from the 27th. We're looking to have our soccer festivals where we have kids from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock just having fun, and then stay on. Kids are free to go back to their teams or home.
Okay. From what age groups are you talking, Coach Sandra?
From the youngest.
Is it?
As a kinderboek in Skop, laat ek kom.
5 jaar, 6 jaar?
Daar is reg. Meisies en seuns.
I believe there's a ladies soccer team as well, eh? Coach Sandra?
Yes, and you know, it's we should be proud of them.
Yes,
Chanel and Jason.
Okay,
they have a big group of ladies playing in Yesterday's, and we definitely support them as the association and as the club as well. And I think the community should also support them. They play most of their games, home games at home. You know, it's good to see that this is the first time in me being involved in Yesterday's for over 15 years.
Okay,
that I'm seeing a woman team here in Yesterday's.
Is it only one team?
They have one team, but they have three age groups. They have younger girls, they have younger boys. So they have a good structure then, and the structure is growing.
Wow. So tell me, if I may ask, Coach Sandra, can one of the lady coaches come and assist Yesterday's United as well, if I may ask that question?
No, definitely. You know, when you speak to a coach, you say coach, you don't say Mr. or Mrs.
Uh-huh.
So a coach is a coach, okay, irrespective of gender.
Okay.
And if you've watched the last World Cup, Women's World Cup, those women coaching, tactically, I think they're better than most of the men.
Yes.
So hence I'm saying we give the title coach and okay, not Mr. or Mrs. Because we don't want to separate men from women when you get a certificate, because they sit in the same class. They do the same course. They attend the same theoretical lessons. They do the same practical sessions.
Okay.
So, yes, the women's welcome.
Even with the linesmen and the referees as well,
yes,
coach?
Yes.
I see there's a lot of ladies coming into football.
Yes. And like I said, there's no such thing as there's a woman division and a men division when it comes to coaching or linesmen.
Okay.
Or shall I say referees?
Yeah. Coach Sandra, it is 18:30. We're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. Please stay tuned, Portis. We will be right back. Welcome back, Portis. Very good evening. If you just joined us on Port FM, Yo Kasi, Yo Stasi. My name is Colvin Cook. I'm your host this evening from 6 until 7 p.m. Next will be up. Liesl will be up next with Vermaak. So please stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Luister bietjie wat sê Liesl daarso. Sy gaan ons bietjie meer inlig en meer vertel van die verlede. So in studio this evening, I do have the coach of Eerstres United Football Club, Mr. Sandra Govender. And welcome back to the show, Mr. Govender.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Mr. Govender, I see that it is now 25 minutes to 7. So we're just going to wrap up this show for you, Portis. Mr. Govender, we are deep into Eerstres United this evening. So I just want to find out, how has soccer improved in our community?
Like I said, the stats will show. In March, we were fewer teams than what we are now. There's much more teams. So the more teams we have, I can only give you feedback when the season ends regarding improvement of our football.
Okay.
More teams, the more competitive the league becomes. The more junior teams, the more football our kids play, the better they become. So, what I can say is the improvement is the fact that we have much more teams and we have qualified coaches. Now I've ensured that all the coaches coaching youth in Eerstres must be qualified.
Okay.
And you must have signed the child safety policy document with SESCOC, and obviously we've requested police clearance. You know, we're dealing with kids, and we need to know that we have the right people around them.
Okay, I see. Coach Sandra, who is the head coach currently of Eerstres United? Because I see there is four coaches currently. When I come to the stadium, I look at I watch your games, and you know, from a distance, knowing that I'm part of the team, yes, but I give you guys, you know, the platform, the coaching, you know, authority. But I just want to find out from you, who is the head coach currently, and who is your, and who is the assistant?
Okay, the league started on the 6th of, no, on the, I think it was 21st, somewhere there, yes, of October. And because Coach Percy Kutsia was still in his KFC license.
Okay.
So I was the head coach for the first 5 games of our season now.
Okay.
The co-coach with me was Nico. Yes. Because the two of us took this journey together, having a little bit of experience in coaching.
Okay.
And we have a clean sheet. We've got a clean record, unbeaten thus far. So we've put Percy under a lot of pressure.
Okay.
So,
yes.
Percy's completed his KFC license. That's good. So he'll resume as the head coach of the team. Nico being the team manager, myself obviously being the technical director of the club.
Okay.
Looking to again bring back our development, looking at the bigger things in the club, how to better our club. So to answer your question in short, Percy Kutsia is currently the head coach of Easters United.
Good. And congrats on his license, coaching license that he got. You can just convey the message, Coach, please, from Port FM. We say congrats to Coach Percy.
Will do.
Yeah. And currently, Coach Sandra, the log standings. What position are Easters United?
Easters United in the SAB League, we're currently fifth.
Fifth.
But we've played 2 games less than the teams above us.
Okay.
So if we win the 2 remaining games, which, you know, in football you don't speak like that. You have to play to win.
Yeah.
But if we collect 6 points, we end up second on the log. But we still have a long journey to walk. This is just the first 7 games of the league. If we play the remaining 2, then we've played 7 out of the 30.
Okay. So if you win this season,
yes,
how many teams go and play playoffs?
Okay, if we win the league this season, in because of COVID, Tswane has got 2 streams. It's the A stream and the B stream.
Okay.
So the winner of the A stream would obviously play against the winner of the B stream.
Yes.
And the winner of that match
would determine
who the regional, the SAB league champions are.
Okay.
And that league champions will obviously go to a playoff, ABC Motsepe playoff, against the winner of Ekurhuleni, West Rand, Johannesburg, Citibank.
Okay.
So these, the 5 regions within Gauteng, the SAB winners would compete for 2 spots in the ABC Motsepe.
Wow. So you guys are looking forward to that?
Definitely.
Wow. And Port FM is standing behind you guys as well. To
much
say,
appreciate.
Go and go all the way and do us proud and make us proud in Port FM, because I, you know, when you guys gonna win this league, I can guarantee you there's only 2 mics and myself is 3. I'm gonna have 12 mics in the studio. All the players must come and talk and say how do they feel if, you know, if you guys gonna win this league for us, please, for Port FM. Port FM United. We're going to change the name.
No, there, yeah, we can. We can, yeah.
Ons moet die naam change, Coach Sandra. As jullie gaan wen, ons kom allemaal in en ons change die naam. Port Easters United.
Easters Port FM.
Yes.
FC.
Coach Sandra, how has COVID-19 impact soccer?
You know, it impacted on a, in a, in a serious way. If you look at, if I can start abroad, most of the clubs in Europe, speaking to some of my friends abroad, they had to close their academies there.
Wow.
I'm speaking of clubs like Bayern Munich as well. Uh-huh. Big clubs closing academies because of the COVID period. They couldn't afford to stay open. You are like, as we've read also, there was a lot of salary cuts in the top players.
Yes.
Locally, definitely impact a lot of us because, you know, if you look at it, our kids, besides not playing soccer, it impacts the mental health of kids, of mental health of adults, of youth, and football itself. You could see it's like we've gone 2 years backwards. I can give an example. The SAB League, there's an age group of under 21.
Okay.
Now you're playing with a good group of players. COVID stops everything. The year goes by. Those players are no longer under 21.
Okay.
The league starts. You need to find new players. Where do you find players? Because with the lockdown, we were not even allowed to exercise in groups.
Okay.
Unless you're a professional, it was also a fight with the professional wing. But COVID has definitely hurt, I think, our community, hurt the yes. country, the world. And in soccer, it's definitely taken us back 2 years. The only concern we're having now as football tacticians all over is the mental health of our players.
Okay.
You know, being isolated for a long period of time definitely had an impact on the players.
And you guys didn't play like friendly games when you in the COVID period, because you could have done nothing.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yes, yes. And the worst thing was when the government opened all sports again.
Yes.
We just received a circular saying, hey, listen, you're starting in 2 weeks' time.
Wow.
Now, in 2 weeks' time, you haven't seen the players. We were all on Zoom.
Yes.
You know, you don't even know, you know, light is a stoot, kan is a stoot, alles al selle oefen,
yeah.
en doen nie niks by die huis.
Dit is, ja.
En as jy hom weer sien, dan sê hy rond,
yeah.
soos 'n Oros mannetjie.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a challenge
yeah.
when players came back.
It is.
And it was hard. It was up until now, it's a bit better because we had a longer period to prepare.
Yeah. Coach Sandra, I just want to come back to, you know, the team itself. I believe there was two of Eastridge United players that went abroad under 19s, if I can remember well.
Yes.
Can you just, you know, tell us who was these two guys that went over?
Bradley Boyson.
Bradley Boyson, yes.
One of the boys, and Cole Fisher.
And Cole Fisher, yes.
Yes. Bradley's still in Spain.
All right.
Cole came back, had a knee injury, went for an op, but Cole has been training and also possibly will be signed by Platinum City, that's in the NFD.
Wow.
So there's good progress to his football development as well.
Yes.
And with Bradley as well, you know, we always communicate with Brad.
Yes.
Wishing him the best, and I think he's done a good thing to stay there.
Okay.
You know, even if it's a problem with our lighties, our burner plus, we like to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if pressures are too much for us to handle that side.
Okay.
In Cole's case, Cole had a lot of options this side, and obviously his injury forced him. And you know, when you're in situations like that, it's always better to be at home.
Okay. Yeah, just from our side, Port FM, we want to wish Cole a speedy recovery wherever he is with his dad this evening, because I spoke to Coach Nico and he said he is still at you know, the physio with Cole. And I said to him, may Cole, you know, just heal completely and then come back onto the field, because he's a very good player, Coach Sandra.
Yeah, very talented.
Very. And will Cole go back to Spain, if I may ask?
I think Cole's going to sign a professional contract locally.
Okay.
And obviously, as every soccer player, your dream would be to play in Europe. And I think if he plays locally more games here, it's easier for you to get yourself into the much more professional teams abroad. He was at Malaga's youth development.
Yes.
But, you know, it's hard everywhere you go. Every country looks to develop and promote their own players from the countrymen.
Okay.
And for Cole, I know he's been praised even abroad. Very talented.
Wow.
He's a quality player.
Yeah. I know that Cole played for Kaizer Chiefs as well.
Yes.
What happened there, Coach Sandra?
Cole was with me at Chiefs in the Elite Under 19.
Okay.
He had a short spell training with the senior team as well.
Okay.
And, you know, football again, like I said, in environments like Kaizer Chiefs, your club, Orlando Pirates, Sundowns, you yes. know, they invest enough.
Yes.
But they don't take the investment serious, if I may say it, in
okay.
the where they, you know, you invest in youth and then you buy a player.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And I think what Cole's case is, like many of the youth players that played with him, all over the country now, playing at Pretoria Kellys, playing at Hungry Lions, yes, playing at Utongati.
Okay.
They had to find themselves playing professional football somewhere.
Okay, I see. But we wish him all the best, all the luck, and may he just, coma just heal completely so that we can see him back onto the field. Don't you think so, Coach Sandra?
Of course, definitely.
And is he still playing for Eerste United?
No, he's been training with Platinum City.
Platinum City, yes. Currently.
Yes, but now he's at the physio now. He needs to get his knees sorted out.
Okay. And Coach Sandra, what would you recommend to improve our soccer in Eerste and the nation?
I would start with my community, which is Eerste first.
Okay.
Support is key. Support from parents coming to watch the kids.
Okay.
That is very important. We see a lot of kids at the stadium. And, when I, like I'm saying, my time at Kaizer Chiefs, there was no youth development. I started the development for them again.
Okay.
And every kid we had in the youth, it was compulsory for the parents to be around.
Yes.
And the parents were there to watch the kids playing. So I think as a community, we have to start with that. The support, I'm saying again, from the parents, from the community itself, whether you have a kid at the stadium or not, drop in, just come support the child. That's motivating enough to have the kids wanting to better themselves. And definitely, we're on the right track now, educating coaches.
Okay.
So you're definitely going to get better players coming out of it. But
yes.
For me, what's key is just the support.
From the parents.
From the parents and the community.
And the community.
Yeah.
Because you remember you invited me a couple of times when you were at Kaizer Chiefs. I came there, and I could just say, I was just looking at the parents sitting there supporting their kids. Then I came back to Eerste and I spoke to the coaches in Eerste. I said, "Asos ook net so kan raak, soos, nie net soos Kaizer Chiefs nie, so ouers nie. Maar soos al die teams, wherever I went, Coach Sandra, to be honest, I see the parents supporting their children."
Yeah.
Vat 'n koele box, 'n mandjie met, you understand?
Yeah.
En dan hulle sit daar vir die hele dag tot daai mannetjie klaar gespeel het. And then they go home for that Saturday. I salute those guys, really, the parents.
Yeah.
Maar ek weet nie, is it because you play for Kaizer Chiefs or Orlando Pirates or Sundowns? Then Hani Mensa soon too. What about Eerste United?
But it doesn't make sense because remember, where does the player come from? He comes from this community before he goes to that elite setup.
Exactly.
So if we support our kids here, I can tell you we've got an abundance of talent in this community alone. And the kids get lost on the way because your coach supports you for the hour and a half that he sees you. After that, you're on your own. But not only soccer, I think most of our sporting codes need the support from the community and the parents.
Ja, nee. Ouers, kom ons gaan maar uit daarso. Gaan support ons kinders by Eerste United. Hulle behoort aan Eerste United. Hulle behoort aan Poort. So let's go out there, support them like Coach Sandra is saying. Ons kan hulle net support and support and support. Am I right, Coach Sandra?
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. Coach Sandra, in closing, I see it's 10-7. In closing, is there anything from your side that you want to add regarding soccer in Eerste, or should we say Poort?
Like I said, Poort just needs support from everyone. I think we, as a community, we're going through a very difficult time with drugs and a whole lot of things happening, and I think if we support our kids and we show them that we are there when they, irrespective of what sporting code it is, if we just support our kids, and I think that would help, and in fact lead our kids in the right direction, because now it's difficult out there even to leave your kid to go alone somewhere, because times are desperate. We're living if I speak about society, I speak about nation, in a sick society where people would do things in in broad daylight and they don't care. So again, I would say just the support from the community, support from parents, the support from everybody. Even the coaches that are there, I don't think they're doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when parents come there, you get older, so the coach is under pressure, the coach can't do anything. So we need that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Coach Sandra, for taking time from your busy schedule and talking to us on Port FM. Yo Kasi, yo Stasi. It's goodbye, and God bless you, and stay safe, and look after our children, Coach.
No, thank you. It was a pleasure. We'll definitely do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Portis, for listening to us. Yeah, that was Coach Sandra Govender from Eerste United Football Club, and who joined us this evening right here on your favorite radio station, Port FM, Yokasi Yostasi.
Port FM, Yokasi Yostasi.